Wang Wenli is the partner in charge at the San Francisco and Walnut Creek offices of Moss Adams, an accounting and business consulting firm which helps Chinese clients invest in the United States. She says the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, or CFIUS, has become a bigger factor affecting Chinese investment.
A client of mine, they announced the deal actually last October, and they're still going through the process. It's taking much longer. Before mid-year 2017, people talk about CFIUS, but really the deals get denied are very minimal. And now, actually, it's becoming a regular concern.
She made a comment on the sidelines of a forum in San Francisco called Bridge from China 2018. Among the attendees is David Kaufman, the Director of Global Strategies at Nixon Peabody.
Most of business is done locally. The federal government hasn't played a huge role in encouraging investment internationally anyways. Local governments and local businesses and local institutions have to roll up their sleeves and get it done. And you have to create an environment where folks coming from overseas feel comfortable investing.
One of the groups supporting the event is China SF, an initiative formed under the San Francisco Center of Economic Development. It has recruited more than 96 Chinese companies over the past decade, creating nearly 800 jobs and attracting more than $5.1 billion of foreign direct investment from China. China SF's executive director, Darlene Chu Byrant.
I think we are very unique, the fact that we have such a close relationship with the city. Because we are outside the city, we can explain things, talk about things that in ways that organizations and particularly businesses will understand. Whereas many times as a city official, it's really hard to explain things that a business, especially a foreign business, can understand.
Michael Li is the president of the Research and Institute of China Railway Signal and Communication, China's largest train technology supplier. He is seeking opportunities at the forum to boost the development of California's rail technology.
The current U.S.-China tensions definitely are having an impact on the people, on a potential customer, how they think about doing business with China. However, I feel confident that we do bring a lot of advantage.
There are already new subway trains designed and manufactured by a Chinese firm ready to operate in the United States. The new trains are part of a contract between Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority and China Railway Rolling Stock Corporation. Under the contract, the Rolling Stock Corporation will design and manufacture more than 400 cars for two subway lines in Boston at a price of $1 billion. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.